I'm so excited to be part of one of the people who were chosen to be part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Here, there were a lot of people who applied for it, and only about 58 of us are going to be going for the fellowship. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go and learn new things and come back and implement them back home. My company is called Kali Staples, but it's shared as Nutri Food. We manufacture predominantly peanut butter, and we also package peanuts, roasted nuts, nut timber, and salt.
Many young people would sure love to be their own employers, just like yourself, but the economy is just not permitting. How did you beat the odds?
I did my first degree at Michigan State University. So part of the honors degree, you do 1 year work-related learning. So when I did my work-related learning with Head Hunters Consulting Services. So after I finished school, they took me back. But initially, I've always been someone who's business-minded. I've always loved selling things. Even at college, I had an opportunity through the SAF board, which is the Student Entrepreneurs Board, to run our school tuck shop. So when I finished school, I started working for Headhunters, but I wanted to do something of my own. So I then decided I want to start a business. That's when I started Nutri Food. But I didn't have enough capital to buy the equipment that I needed to start the business. I had raised some money, but it wasn't enough. So I approached the microfinance, which is called Real Microfinance. It's the microfinance, but then their vision was to empower women in business, but they were empowering groups of women. But when I approached them, I was alone, and I wanted a loan for myself, and I didn't have collateral. So I explained to them the reason why I wanted the loan and how much I raised. It wasn't enough for the equipment. They said, what collateral do you have? I had a small car, but they said, your car is not even enough to cover part of the money that you wanted. So I convinced them that I was going to pay them back, and I told them that they can use the machine as collateral. If I don't pay, they can take back the equipment. Finally, they had me, and they gave me the loan.
How is business at the moment?
When we started in 2018, we registered quite some growth, but now what I can tell you is that from last year, 2015, I faced quite a lot of challenges in business, and it has gone down, and now it's stagnant. We are not registering any growth, and it's actually going down. There was a time when we could do up to 2 tons a day, but now, even if you process a ton, because you don't sell all the products.
What are your expectations from the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
I'm hoping to learn from other fellows. It's going to be fellows from different African countries and or lecturers from the U.S. I'm hoping I'll learn how other people are doing their businesses in their respective African countries, and I'll also learn from the people from the U.S., the culture there, how are they conducting their business, how have they become, what have they done for them to be successful.
And what next after the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
I'm hoping that knowledge will assist me with new business strategies back home. It will also empower me to be able to mentor other young girls or young women out there who intend to start their businesses. I will knowledge transfer. Whatever I will learn in the U.S., I'm willing to come and share with other young women back home and young men on how they can run their businesses. And also in terms of corporate governance, in terms of running my own company, I'm going to be exposed to people who have done it, who have achieved better things in life. And I'm going to also use it to also map my roadmap to where I want to be in the future.